Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour, 43 after the hour, I should say, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host. You can't tell time. I'm still working on it, though, folks. After 14 and a half years, I am getting better, I promise. I'm glad you're here, and please check out my website, Small Business Advocate, when you got smallbusinessadvocate.com, when you get a chance. Tori Johnson, I can't wait to get her on. Tori's a member of our Brain Trust, the founder and CEO of Women for Hire. And she produces recruiting events for women across the country. She's the author of Spark and Hustle, and you heard her on this show before. Tori Johnson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Tori, in the previous segment before you got here, I was telling the audience about starting a business from nothing, from scratch, from a blank sheet of paper, just a gleam in your eye and a you know, something that you're excited about, you're passionate about. Maybe part of it's passion, but part of it's survival. You got a family you need to feed. You don't have a job. That happened to me in '89, and I was just
talking about
how, you know, some of the ideas about getting going, some of the fundamentals like capitalization, that kind of thing. What do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think, you know, in general that it's absolutely essential to be able to use what you have to get what you want. And so many of the people who we talk to every day are, you know, looking for supplemental income. They've got an idea that maybe it's been a little bit of a hobby or something that they've kind of dabbled in a little bit, made a little bit of money here or there, but now they've got to really ramp it up, either as a form of supplemental income or for their full-time income. And I don't think there's ever been a better time to be able to sort of use what you have to get what you want and to be able to, you know, fund your growth through initial sales, to be able to figure out creative ways to barter for some essential stuff to get you going. And, you know, you don't necessarily have to start with everything. You can, you know, start with the basics if that's what's necessary.
Well, Tori, as gut-wrenching as they were, as frightening as it was in those days, I look back on those times with pride. I look back on those times, and it's a badge of honor for me that I made something from nothing. Don't wish your life away. You're not going to want this back. You're not going to want to be back like that. But you're not going to want to forget about it ever, are you?
That's right. No. You know, I think back to, you know, when I started my business with an AOL email address and a dial-up internet connection. I created two multi-million dollar companies, that both of which I still run. And, you know, there was no social media for me to be able to use.
Right.
And, you know, it wasn't that long ago. And, you know, I wasn't as tech savvy as, you know, I am now. And so, you know, I think to myself, gosh, if I could really make something big of nothing, literally nothing, other than just like determination was really my like best asset. You know, then certainly with all the resources that are available today, you know, anyone can do it.
Right. And I don't know how long ago that was, Tori, but every year that goes by is a year easier for women to be able to start a business on par with anybody, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because you're not old enough to know this, but you know about it. I mean, the women whose shoulders you stand on, Lillian Vernon, Mary Kay, women like that, and there are women who are standing on your shoulders right now in the work that you do. I know your experiences. You're helping them. But there was a time when it was very difficult for women to start a business.
It's true. It was, and it's definitely no longer the case. You know, it's not difficult at all. There's more resources than ever before. There's more acceptance. There's more desire on the part of women to sort of just take control and make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the norm.
And now you ladies are getting together, and frankly, Tori, it's getting a little scary.
Good.
For us guys, you're kind of frightening us a little bit, Tori.
That's good.
What's your best advice to
keep you on your toes?
What's your best advice to in terms of if you were riding up on an elevator with somebody and they said, "Hey, Tori, I want to start a business. What do you think I should do?"
Learn how to sell. It doesn't matter how great your product or service is, and in fact, you can even have, you know, a not fabulous product or service, frankly, because if you know how to sell, and I'm not suggesting you have a less than, you know, fabulous product or service. I want you to have, you know, the mm-hmm. best product or service, but it doesn't really matter. And so, you know, how fabulous it is if you don't know how to sell, because there's no business just based on an idea. There's no business just based
well,
on
well, think,
you know, a great
well, think about this. There,
sell.
There for everything you can buy, there are 16 grades of quality, but people are still selling all 16 grades, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So don't get hung up on what you, main thing I think you're saying in the selling thing is don't get hung up on what you don't have.
Right. That's exactly right. And, you know, often you don't even know, you know, what you don't have till you get going. And what happens is you learn it along the way. You figure mm-hmm. it out along the way. Like, that's what our whole Spark and Hustle mission is all about. Like, you know, you don't have to have all the answers because, frankly, at the beginning, you don't even know all the questions. And so, you know, plow ahead, just get moving. And
right.
if you, you know, have that passion and perseverance and you can sell what it is that you offer, you know, you're more than halfway there.
Where's your next event?
Next week we are in Raleigh in Atlanta. We've got we've got 16 more events that are coming up. We just finished a couple of them.
And how can folks find out where those are and
more about sparkandhustle.com. It's all
Spark
on our website, sparkandhustle.com.
So check that out, folks. You can see all the dates and find out more about that. And we're going to talk some more about starting your business, getting it off the ground, making it happen with Tori Johnson after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 10 Tales. Stay with us.
Looking out the window, imagining the world as love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.